Just a word of welcome first to our volunteers for our Catholic Kids Camp going on this week, as well as our sisters, Dominicans from Ann Arbor, Michigan, who are here to help with our camp this week. So when y'all, the young people, when y'all were here last weekend for that day of retreat, we had that story of Jacob and Esau. And then Jacob's sons had 12 sons, and Joseph was one of those sons that was sold into slavery. And so it's that Joseph who's mentioned in that first reading. So it's this continuation of our salvation history as we read from the Old Testament. And today we begin in Exodus. So we've finished that reading from Genesis, and now we're going to be taking some snippets through Exodus for the next few weeks. That story of being free, set free from the slavery. And this being set free is what the gospel is all about. Freeing us from the disordered attachments, disordered loves in our lives. I mean, we know the story of creation from the very beginning, the chaos and the disorder that was in the world, that the Holy Spirit hovered over that chaos and brought order. We read the stories of creation, we see the mind of God being on display by how well things are ordered and structured. And then, so when Jesus has these words today that might seem kind of harsh, and definitely in contradiction to the false image of Jesus the world tries to give us, you know, the hippie, free love, everything is good, don't make any enemies, just try to keep the peace, let's just be nice. That's not the Jesus of the gospel. Definitely not the gospel that's portrayed to us today. You know, we know that Jesus died to give us life. He died to set our hearts free from sin and slavery, which forces us to radically reorient our life. And this is what Jesus is referring to. Jesus and the love of God must be first in our life. And anytime we try to put anything else in that first place, nothing else falls into its proper place. God is first place or he's nothing in our life. And so sometimes this causes tension in the relationships that we have. This was the real life experience of the early church. And for many of us who try to take our faith seriously, it's the real life experience today. That we have to fight to keep God first. It's not always in our families, although sometimes it is. But the main fight is inside our heart. The competing voices vying for our attention, for our allegiance. We ask for that grace, for that sword of Jesus Christ to cut away all the impurities of our hearts. And as the young people are here this week to guide our even younger people, seek to be that witness to them of God first in your life, so that they will be inspired to have God first in their life. A sacrifice you made, you warred against your own body to wake up early on this summer day to come to Mass at 7 o'clock. I'm sure it wasn't your first choice, but you're already living the gospel. So we pray for that grace, that this day and every day, God will be first, our first love, our first priority, so that then we can love the others in their proper order.